Hi, dear. Have you seen Jeff?
No, I haven't.
Well, he's not home from school yet. I wonder what's keeping him.
He's probably out looking for a job. That boy is so money hungry these days.
I'll never know what he does with his allowance.
Hi.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, sweetheart.
Pot roast.
Dad, how did you know that?
Well, that's the nice thing about having my office so close to the kitchen. I always know what's cooking. Where's Jeff?
That's what we were wondering.
That answers that question.
I bet those doors don't last till he gets to college.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeff. What are you doing with this?
Connections, Dad. I'll bet it's a roll of stage money.
Oh, yeah? You just look George Washington in the eye and say that.
Jeff, where did you get that?
It was forced on me, Mom. All 32 smackers.
$32? Jeff, who'd trust you with that much?
Well, I'm honest and undependable, right? And because of these outstanding qualities, I have been elected class treasurer.
Well, congratulations, treasurer. Jeff.
Hey, that's wonderful.
Who'd they elect to watch you?
Very funny.
Now, Jeff, that's a big responsibility. I hope you're going to take it seriously.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. Couldn't be safer in Fort Knox. Wait.
I've heard of people with money to burn, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Jeff, really?
Well,
how is it?
Fade any, Jeff?
I don't know. Dad, was George Washington a sickly man?
Not that I recall.
He looks pretty pale on these bills. Hey, just think. Only a few more bucks and we'll have enough money to charter a bus for our class picnic.
Good.
Mother, I don't know what happened to my... Jeff, what are you doing with my hair dryer?
Mary, just wait for 10 more minutes. You're not quite dry yet.
Oh, 10 minutes. I'll look like a witch.
Oh, I got news for you.
Yeah. Give her the dryer.
Thank you, Mother.
Honey, will you put that money away, please?
Oh, but, Mom, they're damp. They might get moldy.
Well, I've never heard of anyone refusing moldy money.
Oh, gee, Mom, I know how to take care of money. I mean, if the kids had enough confidence in me to elect me treasurer, I'd think that...
Jeff, your mother and I have all the confidence in the world in you. We're just reminding you to be careful, that's all.
Gee, Dad, I'll be careful. I don't have to worry about that.
I hate to treat him like an infant, but that's the way he's acting with that money.
Well, look, even grown-ups like to show off. You remember Janie Wilcox at the party the other night with that ring, that new diamond ring on her finger? Why, she was waving that hand around like she was a traffic cop.
Well, it was an anniversary gift from Dick.
But she was so obvious about it. Well, you wouldn't show off like that.
Just try me sometime. Alex, do you smell something burning?
No.
Alex, I definitely smell something burning.
Hey, Mom, you got any money you want pressed? They're coming out neat.
Class. Hey, Jeff, see you at the gym.
Okay.
Jeff, I've collected $2 more. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah, nice going, Amy. Here, hand it over. I'll put it in the rest of the loot.
Jeff, aren't you afraid to take so much money around with you?
Amy, you talk as though I've never handled $32 before.
Well, have you?
Amy, I was elected treasurer because I am honest and I'm dependable, right?
Right.
Then the voters have spoken. So let me do my job, huh?
How much you want to bet you lose this before the picnic? And we voted for you for class treasurer.
My turn.
fun with Jeff.
Hey, Gus!
Yeah?
Give me my money, would you please?
Money? Where is it?
In your back pocket. Oh.
Boy, that gym is a drag. I don't know why they waste our time on it.
Well, it's just as important to improve the body as it is the mind. At least that's what the coach says.
I never heard of Einstein swinging on a parallel bar.
Well, when you get to be as smart as Einstein was, you won't have to swing on the bars either. Well, I'll see you.
Yeah, I'll see you. Hey, Jeff.
Yep?
Take care of that money.
Would you stop worrying about that money?
In the garden, Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff, will you bring me the rose spray? It's under the sink.
Okay.
Here you go, Mom.
Thanks, dear.
Hey, Mom, guess what? I chin myself 20 times today at gym.
Very good.
That's lifting up 120 pounds each time.
That's a good way to empty your pockets.
Let's see. 20 times 120 is 2,000... How about that? I lifted over a ton.
Well, now, I hate to bother poor old Atlas with a mere bag of peat moss, but would you take it and put it around the rose bushes, please?
Oh, Mom, I'm bushed.
And then you can spade it into the soil while I'm getting dinner. Come on.
Oh. Mom, after a strenuous day at gym, do I have to come home and start making with a shovel?
Because the next thing you know, you'll be able to chin yourself 30 times.
Me and my big mouth.
Oh, are you moving your office, dear?
Looks like it, doesn't it? No, just cleaning up a bit. Oh. Some of this junk collected. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Dad. Oh, Mom, I'm finished.
Okay. Jeff, there's a pile of boxes in my reception room. Would you take them out to the garage for me, please?
You too. Well, ever since I got home, I've had the book thrown at me.
Come on, only take a minute.
Okay.
Oh. Well, dear, I'm glad you finally decided to get rid of those old magazines in your reception.
When you come across one that says, "Will Eisenhower run for a second term?"
That's time.
You either throw them away or you do what Dr. Howard did. He put a little sign on his magazine rack saying, "Reference material."
Oh. Hey, have you read this?
Oh, I don't think I have. Better hold on to it. What's the matter with him?
Well, he chinned himself 20 times today, did I don't know how many push-ups, stood on his head, and spaded peat moss around a dozen roses. Uh-huh. That's a pretty dress.
I thought he was worn out from carrying around that wad of money all day.
Oh, by the way, honey, did you give that money to Miss Haskell?
I wish everybody'd stop worrying about that money. I got it right here.
What happened?
Well, nothing happened, Dad. I just dropped the boxes, that's all.
Oh, well, it sounded like the roof fell in.
It did.
Jeff.
Oh, Mary.
Jeff, what are you doing out here?
Oh, nothing. I'm just looking at the flowers.
At this time of night?
Well, I don't have much time during the day.
Jeff, since when did you become so interested in flowers?
Well, I've always been interested in flowers, especially petunias.
Jeff, those aren't petunias. They're roses.
Oh. Well, I guess I need some new batteries in my flash.
Yes.
It doesn't shine too good.
No.
I can't see too well.
No. Have you seen Jeff?
He's out in the garden with a flashlight looking at roses.
Oh. Jeff?
Looking at roses?
With a flashlight?
Only he thinks they're petunias. Oh,
that's ridiculous.
He's your son.
Jeff? Mary was just telling us that...
Holy smokes, can't a guy even look at flowers in the moonlight without everybody asking questions?
If I look in your office and see if I forgot any of those old boxes?
You didn't, Jeff. I checked.
You mind if I double check?
Right ahead.
Thanks.
Would you get that, please, Jeff?
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Amy.
I thought I'd drop over with some more money.
Okay, just give it to me. I'll put it in with the rest of the loot.
Can I come in?
Well, I'm kind of busy right now, so just hand it over, okay?
Jeff, who is it?
Oh, it's just someone for me.
Ask them to come in.
Hello, Mrs. Stone, Dr. Stone.
Oh, Amy, hi.
Hi, Amy.
I think it's wonderful that Jeff's our treasure.
Well, I think he's very lucky to have such a pretty assistant, too.
Jeff, I've collected $3 more. Isn't that great?
Yeah, nice going, Amy.
I think everybody's paid. But to make sure, we better check the list against the money you have. There should be $37.
Yeah, well, we'll do it tomorrow, okay, Amy?
Well, can't we do it now? All we have to do is count it, and then it'll be off our minds.
Well, I've got homework to do, and if you've checked off everybody, then your job's finished.
It'll only take a minute. Well,
I haven't got it with me. I mean, everybody's been saying how I should keep it in a safe place, so that's where it is.
Jeff, don't you think since Amy has part of the responsibility, you might give her a little cooperation?
Okay, come on.
Quite a change. You couldn't wait to flash that roll yesterday.
Alex, I think he's lost that money.
Darling, let's not jump to conclusions. Yet.
Oh, that's funny. It's not here.
Can't you even remember where you hid it?
Well, my dad's always putting things away and forgetting where they are. I inherited it, I guess.
Jeff.
Hmm?
You haven't lost it, have you?
Me lose over $30 of class funds? You think I'm stupid? Yeah, I'm stupid. I just plain don't know where the money is.
Oh, Jeff, what'll we do?
No, I got only one chance. I have to go to school early tomorrow and look around the gym and the locker room. Oh, I gotta find it.
Maybe you should go talk to your parents.
Well, I could never do that. Not after bragging about how well I could take care of it. They'd never have confidence in me again.
Well, have you got any money saved up?
On my allowance? Are you kidding? I'll have to get a job. I'll do anything. Well, what can I do? Can't do anything. Hey, wait a minute. I heard Dad say that you can sell blood for $4 a pint. Let's see. Four, nine, six. That's 9 pints. About all the blood I got.
Miss Haskell's hiring the bus for Saturday.
Oh, only 2 days.
Let's not panic, Jeff. Let's be strong and courageous and optimistic.
Sure. Maybe the world will come to an end before Saturday.
Bye, Mom. Goodbye, dear. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Good morning, darling.
Morning, honey.
Where's everybody?
Well, Mary just left for school. And we have a note here from our son.
Note?
Dear Mom, I had to get to school early, so I didn't have time for breakfast. Don't worry, I'll eat twice as much for di...
He lost.
Yes.
Alex, why can't we plant a roll of bills someplace where he could find it?
We'd have to wash and iron it first.
Well, Alex, we have...
Darling, for Jeff's sake, let's wait a little while longer. Hmm? I mean, maybe he'll still find it at school, or... Well, anyway, if we go to him now, he's still a boy. If he works this out for himself, he's a man.
I wonder if I'll ever recognize that difference.
Morning, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Mr. Perkins.
Did you lose something?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Now, what's it look like?
What's it look like? Oh, what does it look like? Have you found anything?
Oh, I'm always finding things. What did you lose?
Well, suppose you tell me what you found. Maybe it's something I lost.
Jeff, don't you know what you lost?
Look, Mr. Perkins, it's kind of personal.
Oh, personal. Mm-hmm. Well, I found some pencils, and I found a contact lens and two lunch boxes, one with a tuna sandwich and one ham on rye, one roller skate.
Is that all?
That's all worth mentioning. Say, I have an idea. Why don't you put a notice on the bulletin board?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Too personal, huh?
Yeah, sort of. Look, Mr. Perkins, if you find anything, will you let me know?
Well, I sure will, Jeff. And if I find something really personal, I'll know who to see.
Well, thanks, but don't let anybody know you're looking for something.
Oh, no, 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 no. Too personal.
Yeah. Oh, well, I gotta go now, Mr. Perkins. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye, Jeff.
Don't forget that the bus starts for the picnic tomorrow at 11 o'clock. All right, class, dismissed. Jeff, can I see you for a moment?
Yes, ma'am.
Jeff, I'd like to charter the bus for our picnic. I hope you brought the money.
No, I didn't. You know, that's an awful lot of money to be carrying around.
I understand, Jeff. I think you're very sensible to keep it in a safe place.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you possibly go home on your lunch hour and get it? I could get Mr. Conroy's permission for you to leave the grounds.
Well, sure.
Then you can give it to me this afternoon at class.
Okay.
Jeff, you haven't found it.
Nope, it's gone.
Now you'll have to go to your parents.
I'd rather have my tonsils out.
What'll you do?
I don't know. I got it. I'll get sick.
Sick?
Well, sure. When I go home at lunch, I won't come back. Then you can tell Miss Haskell that I'm sick and... Well, maybe they'll even postpone the picnic till next week.
Jeff, I can't tell a lie just to cover yours.
But it won't be a lie. I mean, anybody that loses $34 is bound to get sick. Very sick.
What?
Just as I thought. Always tell in cases like this exactly what it's going to read.
Yes?
No temperature. Where does it hurt, Jeff?
All over, I guess.
Well, you've got a problem. I'm afraid you're going to have to miss the class picnic.
Well, I think they're going to postpone it. That'll give me a whole week to recuperate.
You don't seem to be in any hurry.
I'll get it.
Thank you, dear.
Darling, I think his trouble is right there.
You mean there's something in his chest?
On it, I'd say.
Jeff, honey, you know, there's just so much your father can learn with his instruments. Now, is there something... Well, isn't there something that you'd like to tell us that will help you?
Mother, it's Miss Haskell.
I'll go talk to her.
Goodbye, Miss Haskell.
Hello, Miss Haskell. How do you do, Mrs. Stone? Amy Phillips told me about Jeff. I'm so sorry. How is he?
Oh, it isn't anything serious. The doctor's up with him now. Won't you come in and sit down?
Oh, no, I won't keep you a minute, and I don't want to disturb Jeff. But as you know, we're having our class picnic tomorrow, and so I thought I could stop by and pick up the money that Jeff had collected.
Oh.
He was supposed to hand it in this afternoon, but since he got sick...
Yes, well...
I thought I could take it over to the bus company.
Of course, yes, I understand. I'll go right upstairs and get it now. Excuse me.
Well, hello, Miss Haskell.
How do you do, Dr. Stone? How are you?
I'm fine. You've just saved me a trip. I was just going to bring over the class funds that Jeff has been hoarding. $37, isn't it?
Thank you, Doctor. You know, we're very sorry Jeff can't make it to the picnic.
Oh, I think you'll be able to make it, don't you?
I think so. Just a slight temporary upset.
Fine. You know, I'm glad Jeff was made treasurer. It's good experience for a boy. Kind of experience that money can't buy. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs.
Haskell.
Mom and Dad, I'm real sorry for all the trouble I caused. And Dad, thanks for putting the money up for me.
Well, it's a cheap price to pay, Jeff, if you've learned one important lesson. When you take on a responsibility, be conscientious about it.
That's a lesson I'll never forget.
And next time, I mean, don't wait so long to come to us. That's what we're for, honey, to help carry the load.
You don't know what a heavy load $37 can be until you don't have it to carry.
Jeff leave for the picnic?
Not yet. The bus doesn't leave until 11.
Oh.
He went to school to get his baseball mitt.
Darling, I've been thinking about his allowance. Are you supposed to be able to deduct a little each week until he's paid back what he owes?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay, I'll try taking out $1 a week and see how he gets along.
At least.
Hey, Mom, hey, Dad! Mom, Dad, look, I found the money! Look!
Oh, my God!
In this shoe right here, it was locked in my locker.
How did it get there?
I don't know, but I'm not gonna ask myself any questions. Here you, Dad. We're all even.
Even, Steve.
Oh, boy, wait till I tell Amy. She's almost as sick as I am.
Hey, Mom, have you seen my baseball bat?
It's in the upstairs hall where it doesn't belong.
Oh, thanks.
How about that? He probably scoured the whole city and it was in his locker all the time.
Honey, that's a lot of money. Don't you think that maybe I ought to...
Don't forget, I'm honest and dependable. I'll be doggone.
What is it, dear?
The money disappeared.
You just had it in your hand.
Yeah, but I tossed it up and it evaporated into thin air.
What's the matter, Dad? You lose something?
Don't you have a picnic to go to?
Yes, I do.
Honestly, you and your son.